Thank you. Please do be seated. I'd like to invite Alistair up, who's going to read to us from Luke.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this was. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who is said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you. So just invite you to sit for our next hymn as the band lead us through O Holy Night.
Laid us in lowly manger in all.
we sing our next hymn together, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Please do take a seat. Our next reading will be read by Rebecca.
Luke chapter 2, verse 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them.
The Thank you, Rebecca. Our next hymn is Angels of the Realms of Glory. Please do stand, and the words will be on the screen. Please do stand. Take a seat, and our next reading will be read to us by Jenny. Thank you, Jenny.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you, Jenny. Please do remain seated. I'm delighted to invite Amanda, who is part of our New Street team here this evening, to come and talk to us. Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, Sophie. Thank you. For the shepherds, it just seemed like another day at work, just like any other day. They woke up, they got washed maybe, they checked the sheep, they had their breakfast, they chatted to their friends, they met their mates who were helping the other shepherds, and then they headed off to find food for the sheep. And now it was the end of a long day. They were tired. And they were sitting there as they settled the sheep for the night. I don't expect any of you are shepherds. Are there any shepherds here? I don't expect any of you are shepherds. But you know the sort of day, a routine sort of day. There's a story of a manager in a local shop who was having that sort of day, a routine sort of day. And unfortunately, his computer system in the shop developed a problem, and the man who was in charge of IT was taking a day off. He was at home. And so he thought he'd phone him up on his landline because he really needed it fixed. And he phoned, and the phone was answered by a small child. And the little child said, "Hello." And the manager said, "Is your daddy at home?" "Yes." "Can I speak to him, please?" "No." So the manager thought he'd try to see if he could speak to his wife. So he said, "Is your mummy at home?" "Yes." Can I speak to her, please?" "No." Now the manager really needs to speak to an adult. So he said, "Is anybody else there?" "Yes, a policeman." "Can I speak to him, please?" "No, he's busy." "What's he doing?" "He's speaking to mummy and daddy. I'm the fireman." So the manager was getting, you know, a bit worried now. And he thought he could hear something in the background which sounded like a helicopter. And he said, "What's that noise?"
"It's the helicopter."
You know, he's getting really worried now. What is going on? And the little chap said,
"It's a helicopter landing. It's the search and rescue team."
I said, "Why? Why are they there?"
"They're looking for me."
I hope you could hear that. So the shepherds, getting back to the shepherds, they were having a routine sort of day. But what does a routine sort of day look like for you? Maybe you work in an office, you're answering emails, having meetings. Maybe you're a mom or dad at home looking after your children. Maybe you meet friends for a coffee. Maybe you're retired, maybe you're a student. Maybe you go to school. Just imagine yourself, it's a routine sort of day. And the shepherds were like that. They were having a routine sort of day. And then something happened that was going to turn their whole world upside down. An angel appeared, a messenger sent by God, and they were scared stiff. Now, the angel was probably used to getting this sort of reaction. And he said to them, don't be scared, don't be afraid. I've come to bring you good news. Now, they probably didn't stop being scared, but that was a good line to get their attention, good news. We all long for good news. There's not much good news at the moment in the media. So what was this good news that the angel had come to bring them? He said that a saviour had been born in a town close by. And he said they could go and find this baby and they'd know who he was because he'd be lying in a manger, in a food trough, in a stable. So can you imagine, put yourself in their place, can you imagine what these shepherds were thinking? A saviour? What do I need to be saved from? How is a baby going to do it anyway? Just imagine a routine sort of day. What would your reaction be if an angel appeared and told you that you needed to be saved? Do you think you need a savior? And then it's almost as if God can't contain his excitement. And a whole throng of heavenly hosts, a whole throng of angels appear. And they are praising God. And they are just absolutely full of it. And the message that those heavenly beings use in their praise of God, they say that Jesus, the Saviour, has been born. And they say that he's come to bring peace between human beings and God. So why? Why do we need a Saviour? Why does the Saviour need to come and bring peace between us and God? The implication is that without the Saviour, we're not at peace with God. We're not friends with God. And then the message of the angel goes straight to the heart of who Jesus is and why he came and was born as a baby. The Bible is very clear that everybody, you and me, all of us, we've been made to be in a close and loving relationship with God. But the Bible also tells us, the whole sweep of the Bible tells us that men and women have chosen to turn their backs on God and to be independent of him. And if you want to look through the whole of the Bible, it's God reaching out to human beings, reaching out to us to bring us back into a relationship with him, to be friends with us, to be at peace with us. And the Bible is also clear that the only way for us to have that relationship with God is through Jesus. Jesus came so that we could once again be invited into that relationship with God. So, getting back to the story, the angel had appeared, the heavenly host had appeared, and then they went. It was quiet. It was silent. And the shepherds, they could have just sat around and chatted it over and then got back to doing what they do, looking after the sheep. But they didn't. They said, let's go. Let's go and check it out. And they went off as fast as they could. And they found the stable and they found the baby just as the angel had said, with Mary and Joseph. And they were so excited that when they left, they just went and told everybody that they met on their way back about what had happened, about what they'd seen. And then they went back praising God. What about us? What about us this Christmas? Are we just going to sing a few carols, eat the mince pies, and go back to a life, just a normal sort of life? Or do we want to be like the shepherds and actually go and find out more of who this Saviour is and what he's come to do in our lives? And if you are wondering about that, then one of the best places to start is with one of the biographies of Jesus, one of the Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Because if what the angel said is right, if what he said is right, then Jesus can bring us into a close and loving and personal relationship with God. We can know the presence of God in our lives, the closeness of God in our lives. And if that's true, that's really important. That message of the angels is just as important to us today as it was to those shepherds all those years ago. So.
Thank you, Amanda. Please do stand for our next hymn, Joy to the World. Please do take a seat. Our next reading will be read by Bethan.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who really believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Amen.
Thank you, Bethan. Please do stand for our next hymn in the bleak midwinter.
Water.
Please do take a seat. And now we'll move to a time of prayer. And as we pray, I will intersperse the prayers with, O come, Emmanuel. Let us pray. O come, Emmanuel, God with us. In this season of waiting, be near to me and hear for me. O come, Word of God, in this season of aching, speak sweetness to my seeking. O come, scattered soul, in this season of anticipating, be present to the presence of the Lord. We lift up our world to you. We pray for the parts of the world that right now, this Christmas time, are full of conflict, pain, famine, and human suffering. We pray for world leaders, for increased wisdom, diplomacy, where hearts are hard, that you will soften them. Teach us to pray and intercede for our world. And remind us this Christmas time that we can pray to a God who can move mountains, who can do the impossible. We pray for your peace. We pray for your provision. We pray for a breakthrough of peace in our world. We pray for people across our country who don't have a livelihood or a home or without family or friends this Christmas time, and pray that hope will come. Father, we lift these people to you, people who are heartbroken, people who don't have enough this Christmas. And thinking now of someone perhaps that you know, whose situation seems particularly bleak or even hopeless this Christmas, we hold them before the Lord. And breathing slowly, we pray for them three times. O come, Lord Jesus. O come, Holy Spirit. O let your kingdom come.
To your own heaven, let's see.
Jesus, thank you that you are our comfort, our shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. And Lord Jesus, as our homes are decorated with twinkling lights, as seasonal songs echo through shops and markets, would you open our hearts to discover Jesus, perhaps for the first time this Christmas? And surrounding areas, that day by day, person by person, in families, in the workplace, in every situation we bring this Christmas time, that you will calm any stress, fear, worry, or anxiety, that we may know your peace. When the problems we face feel so big, let us remember that we pray to a God who is bigger. Emmanuel, be born again in me this Christmas. O come, Emmanuel, be born again for me this Christmas. O come, Emmanuel, be born again through me, in your world and for your world this Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. Together and say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come,
your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please do remain seated. We have just a couple of notices, just a couple, I promise. And the first notice is to tell you a bit about Christians Against Poverty. And as part of our carol service this evening, we want to share practical kindness by supporting the charity Christmas Against Poverty, or CAP. And this Christmas, many people living in our community are facing real financial pressure. And through CAP, we can bring hope, practical support, and lasting change to individuals and families who are struggling with debt and money worries. By giving a CAP Christmas gift, we can help to fund free professional debt help and money coaching for those people who need it most. Your generosity is so appreciated, and thank you so much. And as you leave the service today, if you would like to, you can use the contactless machine at the back of the church, or by cash. Let me tell you a bit about Alpha, and Christmas can raise a lot of questions, and so as we head into 2026, why not add Alpha to your bucket list? Alpha allows you to explore questions of the Christian faith in an open-minded and friendly, very relaxed environment. There's no cost, no pressure, just lots of great conversation, space to think, and food and drink. And you're warmly invited to join our Breakfast Alpha, commencing on Wednesday the 15th of January at Fairwinds in Falmouth Town Centre. It's 9:30 to 11 o'clock, and information and cards are at the back. And you will also find at the back Why Christmas booklet. Please do help yourself. And if you'd like to connect with us, please do fill in a card before you go with your contact details. Again, you will find them at the back. We would love you to be part of our New Street community. And finally, as we begin to draw our service to a close, just like to invite you to hang around for a bit after the service. There will be alcoholic and non-alcoholic mulled wine and mince pies. I have been smelling them throughout the service. They're smelling good. We would be delighted if you were able to stay. And just before we sing our final hymn, we'd like to invite Amanda to come and give a blessing. Thank you.
Father, we thank you so much for the gift of Jesus. And Lord, we pray your blessing on us and on our families this Christmas. For the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with all of you and your families, and with those whom you love this Christmas. Amen.
Thank you, Amanda. Please do stand for our last hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you.
Oh,
And as we reach the end of our service, I would just like to wish everyone a very happy Christmas. Please do stay for some refreshments. Thank you.